Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 to 29. The letter of the Lord Jesus Christ to his ecclesia in Thyatira. To the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire, and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your deeds, your love, and faith, your service and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at first. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. By her teaching she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling. So I will cast her on a bed of suffering, and I will make those who commit adultery with her suffer intensely unless they repent of her ways. I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches hearts and minds, and I will repay each of you according to your deeds. Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teaching, and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you. Only hold on to what you have until I come. To him who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He will dash them to pieces like pottery. Just as I have received authority from my Father, I will also give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Revelation 2, verses 18 to 29. Now, this is a remarkable letter. It's quite different in tone to the other letters we've seen, to the church in Ephesus, the ecclesia in Pergamum. The tone here is altogether more severe, stronger. The point I would make first of all in this brief overview is verse 29. It's not just the church in Thyatira 2,000 years ago, nor was it just the seven churches in Asia Minor in those days. It is what the Spirit is still saying to the churches. And these words, these solemn words, these serious words, these searching words from the Lord Jesus Christ come home to us, brothers and sisters. Come home to us today. Now, we meet Thyatira in Acts 16, don't we? Verse 14, Lydia was a seller of purple, the city and town in place called Thyatira. That's where she came from. So this is what was going on in this place. That's what we know about it. Now, Christ speaks, first of all, revealing himself. And what a revelation. These are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire, and whose feet are like burnished bronze or brass, gleaming. What a picture of Christ. Far removed from this gentle Jesus, meek and mild, blazing fire in his eyes, feet like shining, burning brass, gleaming. I know your deeds. I know your love, I know your faith, I know your service, I know your perseverance. What a wonderful list. Deeds, love, faith, service, perseverance, and indeed you're growing and developing in it. You are now doing more than you did at first. What a tremendous church, active, loving, believing, serving, persevering through trouble, keeping on, not just starting something, but keeping on with it, week in, week out, you're doing more than you did at the first, increasing in it. What a wonderful verse that is. What a commendation for a church. Oh, that it might be said of me and you, brother and sister, and the churches we know. And then verse 20, the tone switches, more in line with the words of the one who has eyes blazing with fire and feet shining like bronze. Nevertheless, he says, nevertheless, I have this against you. And from verse 20 to 25, Christ goes deeper and deeper into this false teaching and false practice going on in Thyatira. And you're tolerating it, he says. You're allowing it to go on. Now, Christ calls a spade a spade. The space given to this condemnation is really speaking, really telling. Christ is going into this into detail. You have deeper teaching there. Is that the Gnostics, what you call deeper teaching, is satanic, I'm telling you. And Jezebel, look, he names the woman, and you tolerate it. We have that in verses 14 to 16. Tolerating evil doctrine, tolerating evil practice. This is a great evil, he says. This Jezebel, and this teaching that she has, and this idolatry mixed up with it, food, sex, pornography. Now, whether this is all physical, I'm sure it is physical, but whether it's all physical, I'm doubtful. Seems to me that it's physical immorality, pornography, and all the rest of it, and idolatry, but it's spiritual as well. And Christ is very firm about it. Firm is not the word. It's idolatrous pornography going on, and food is connected here. And it's doctrine, it's teaching, and it leads to practice, as it does in Romans 1. You throw off God, and therefore you get all this, because you don't want to retain the knowledge of God. Now remember, I said this just now, verse 29. The Spirit is still speaking to the churches today, and he's still saying to us, my brother and sister, about these things. Now, to him who overcomes, verse 26, and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. And he quotes from Psalm 2 and verse 9. And I will give him the morning star. The promise for those who stand up and stand firm through these trials and difficulties. But what's the lesson I'm taking away from this passage? Well, the lesson is a current lesson, a contemporary lesson. I hear on every hand, I was going to say, yes, David, but we have to be gentle. We have to be kind, you know. Be more easy with people. Be more loving. Be more pleasant. In fact, you should learn the 11th commandment. Thou shalt be nice. Be more understanding. Don't look for faults and be intolerant and difficult all the time. My friend, read verses 20 to 25 again. I am a Christian. That is, I am a Christian. And Christ is my master. Is he gentle, kind, easy, loving, pleasant, understanding, nice? Is this nice? Is there no difficulty today with these sorts of things in the churches? Are there not things going on that Christ will say, I will not tolerate it? Will Christ say to this generation, you have in these churches things that I hate, and you tolerate them? Of course, it makes us difficult. And we can be wrong in this. We must speak the truth in love. Yes, in love, but we must speak the truth. And of course, it applies to me personally. I don't want to go down into any of this. Immorality, pornography, idolatry, so-called higher teaching, in whatever form it takes and it presents itself, I want to remain true to Christ. Only hold on to what you have until I come. May God find me, find you, brother and sister, holding on to the truth, however unpopular it may make us, however difficult we may seem in the eyes of the majority. May we not go into these satanic secrets and these new ways. They're only old ways dressed up in new frocks. May God give us grace to stand with Christ and for Christ and by Christ's Spirit in this dark and difficult day. I believe this is a very relevant passage to the churches today. May God bless us as we look more deeply into each of these sections here in the coming days. Amen.